Chapter 12. Marcone's business interests were wide and varied. They had to be when you're laundering as much money as he was. He had restaurants, holding companies, import-export businesses, investment firms, financial businesses of every description, and construction companies. Sunset Point was one of those boils festering on the face of the planet, a subdivision. Located half an hour north of Chicago, it had once been a pleasant little wood of rolling hills around a single tiny river. The trees and hills had all been bulldozed flat, exposing naked earth to the sky. The little river had been choked into a sludgy trough. Underneath the blanket of snow, the place looked as smooth and white and sterile as the inside of a new refrigerator. "Look at this," I said to Thomas. I gestured at the houses, each of them on a lot that exceeded the building's foundation by the width of a postage stamp. "People pay to live in places like this?"
"You live in the basement of a boarding house," Thomas said.
"I live in a big city, and I rent," I said. "Houses like these go for several hundred thousand dollars, if not more. It'll take 30 years to pay them off."
"They're nice houses," Thomas said.
"They're nice cages," I responded. "No space around them, nothing alive. Places like this turn a man into a gerbil. He comes home and scurries inside. Then he stays there until he's forced to go back out to the job he has to work so that he can make the mortgage payments on this gerbil habitat."
"And they're way nicer than your apartment," Thomas said.
"Totally." He brought the Hummer to a crunching halt in the snow, glaring through the windshield.
"Damn snow. I'm only guessing where the streets are at this point."
"Just don't drive into what's going to be somebody's basement," I said. "We passed 23rd a minute ago. We must be close."
"23rd Court, Place, Street, Terrace, or Avenue?" Thomas asked.
"Circle."
"Oh, damned cul-de-sacs."
He started forward again, driving slowly.
"There," he said, nodding to the next sign that emerged from the haze.
"That one?"
"Yeah."
Next to the customized street sign was a standard road sign declaring 24th Terrace a dead end.
"Damn foreshadowing," I muttered.
"What's that?"
"Nothing."
We drove through the murky gray and white of a heavy snowfall, the light luminous, without source, reflected from billions of crystals of ice. The Hummer's engine was a barely audible purr. By comparison, the crunch of its tires on snow was a dreadful racket. We rolled past half a dozen model houses, all of them lovely and empty, the snow piling up around windows that gaped like eye sockets in a half-buried skull. Something wasn't right. I couldn't have told you what exactly, but I could feel it as plainly as I could feel the carved wood of the staff I gripped in my hands. We weren't alone. Thomas felt it too. Moving smoothly, he reached an arm behind the driver's seat and drew forth his sword belt. It bore an old U.S. cavalry saber he'd carried on a number of dicey occasions, paired with a more recent toy he'd become fond of, a bent-bladed knife called a kukri, like the one carried by the Gurkhas.
"What is that?" he asked quietly.
I closed my eyes for a moment, reaching out with my arcane senses, attempting to detect any energies that might be moving in around us. The falling snow muffled my magical perceptions every bit as much as it did my physical senses.
"Not sure," I said quietly. "But whatever it is, it's a safe bet it knows we're here. How do you want to play it if the music starts?"
"I've got nothing to prove," I said. "I say we run like little girls."
"Suits me, but don't let Murphy hear you talking like that."
"Yeah, she gets oversensitive about little."
My shoulders tightened with the tension as Thomas drove forward slowly and carefully. He stopped the car beside the last house on the street. It had a finished look to it, the bushes of its landscaping poking up forlornly through the snow. There were curtains in the windows and the faint marks of tire tracks, not quite full of new snowfall, leading up the drive and to the closed garage.